This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Good afternoon, Melbourne, Australia, the world. This is Living Life Single with Yanni and Jono on, what is it, Saturday?
Yanni, we are here and we are queer and we're live from Melbourne. And can I just say, we're marked safe by not going to Chill Out Festival.
Wait, what do you mean marked safe?
You know when people mark themselves as safe in a catastrophic environmental event?
No.
Like there was an earthquake or a volcano. Marked safe. I didn't get affected by it. So that's what I'm saying. We're marked safe by the Formula One and Chill Out Festival. Although, do you know what? I've got kind of a bit of FOMO. FOMO from Chill Out Festival. I've been the last couple of years. It is fantastic.
It's a good weekend. I don't have any FOMO.
You don't? No, I don't. Funny enough, this. I think I'm great acts up
Jomo.
There. You got Jono?
No, Jomo. Have you heard Jomo?
I don't know. Is he my brother?
It's the joy of missing out.
I love that. And do you know what? Nice pun.
See what you did there?
I meant
that 100%.
If you've just tuned in and you're thinking, what the hell is going on here? Who are these two jokers? Well, Yanni is the main driver of the ship and I'm Jono. And this is Living Life Single and we come here live every Saturday from the Joy Studios. And we've been talking the last 2 weeks, and this is our third week, about something that you watched and it really piqued your interest with Tiffany Haddish and her Black Mitzvah comedy stand-up show, Netflix special. And there was three things that she said in that special that really resonated with you. And for the last 2 weeks, you spoke about the first two. And today, we're talking about the third one. So I think you're going to press the button.
I am.
What does that say that we need? Somebody to hold us sometimes, love on us, communicate with us.
Yes. Look at you.
So today's all about communicate with us.
Yeah.
And what do we need as single people? For other people to communicate with us. What does that look like?
If you are listening and you are out there and you love Yanni and I, you can communicate with us via the old text message.
Oh, love that.
Which is 0427-569-949 or on air at joy.org.au. And today we are talking
about
communication.
Because of this.
What does that say that we need? Somebody to hold us sometimes, love on us, communicate with us.
This is our third week sort of focusing on that statement from Tiffany Haddish saying that, you know, all we need is people. If we're in a relationship, all we need are these three things. And it got my brain thinking, well, then how do we get those things as single people? So now we're talking about communicating.
And look, the first week you did put a message out there and you got someone live on air to commit to being your hug buddy.
Yes, because we want someone to hold us.
To hold us, like literal. And then last week
we talked about love.
Love on us.
And then we had by the end of the show, what we came to the conclusion is that we need to figure out what love looks for us and then how do we get that within ourselves, because we can't ask it about someone. We can't expect it from someone else if we can't do it for ourselves. So that's the thing. And this one, we'll see what happens with this show, Jono. But in terms of communication, I'm also thinking, do we need a communication buddy?
I mean,
I don't know. Maybe not.
I
was looking at your reaction. You're just going, oh, no, he didn't like that, everyone.
I just had wind as well. No, I didn't. It was.
That's how he communicates with me, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone else. That's his way of showing affection to me.
I think I'm quite switched on. Like, I know when someone. Stop it.
Switch on. Hang on. I'll just turn you right off, shall I, sir? There we go. I did that. People would have realized. Turn you right on. I'll switch you right on.
Oh, my God. I think I recognize signs when people don't want to be communicated with. So I just. I mirror that. Mm. I know their energy. Like, you know, you with your energy. Mm. I don't know. I pick up on it. I know what's wrong. I know your energy. I know why. You just want me to panel more, but that's fine. We'll- I get it. And what if you're out there and you wonder what is paneling? It means driving the ship when you're on radio. But look, you know, I'm joking aside, but I kind of feel I get it. When people don't want to be bothered, if they want to be bothered, they'd reply quite quickly, or they would phone you or call you. But there is that side to it. Sometimes you've got to be that person to reach out as well. I think.
Absolutely.
I don't know, just correct me if
I'm wrong. I will agree, but I'm going to leave you with this question because we're about to go to our sponsors, Mr. Jono. Why do we, as single people,
Ooh.
Need people to communicate with us? Don't answer. We're going to – you're going to address that question. Why we, as single people – look, you're just like
– Why?
Why do we need people to communicate with us when we are single, Jono?
We don't need to.
All right, great. That's the show. See you, everyone. Bye.
I'm just putting it out there. Please don't communicate with me. I'm a very private and personal person. I think as single people, if we don't have a connection or some communication, doesn't need to be all day, every day, for those out there. But if we don't, we'll end up going a little bit insane. It's great. It's, again, going back to that human, interaction. We need it. We do need that interaction with a human friend. And I'll give you an example. But I've been working at home 2 days a week still, and I'm on my laptop, and maybe I'm picking up the phone to speak to clients and what have you. I haven't had that physical in-front person connection. When I go to the office, I'm like Chatty Cathy for the first 7 hours, and then I've got to go home.
And then you're like, I've got to do some work.
I haven't done any work. I'm like, we're going for coffee breaks. Just like, oh, did you sit on? And you could tell people are really annoyed. I'm like, well, I've been at home. I haven't spoke to anyone. So, yeah, look, I think it's important.
It's interesting you talked about the work thing because I'm very lucky with my workplace. We are allowed to work in the office 2 days a week.
Nice.
I, on the other hand, I like to go into the office four days a week.
Oh,
right, because the way that – so we both live alone. Now, I think this could be different for people who don't live alone.
Yeah.
And actually, I was speaking to a friend last night who found it when – she was living at home.
Yeah.
Sorry, not living at home. When she was at home with her partners and all that, going to the office less was good.
So she could spend more time at home with her partner.
And, you know, kids and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
However, now she lives by herself and she is finding that communication is not as what it was because right. So in terms of going to work, she wants to go to work a bit more often into the office
really?
Because of that connection. Same with me, right? If I was only going to go into the office like 2 days a week, I'd be at home 5 days a week, right? By myself, and I'd go a bit stir crazy. So when I go to the office, there are days where there's a lot of people and days that are not a lot of people, but I always end up just chatting to a few people throughout, you know, the day. And that for me is better than being at home and not talking to anyone. Because I think I'm somewhat of a extroverted
introvert.
There's a little bit of introvert. Believe it or not, there's some times when I do want to be by myself, right?
Like every Saturday from 4 to 5.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, why am I here? Get me out of here. But generally, I like being around people and get re-energized around people.
That was my example. When I don't have interaction, I'm like, you wind me up and watch me go like a spinning Jenny, but spinning Johnny or whatever it's called, like Tasmanian devil. And so I actually think, oh God, if you were in another day extra in the week, you'd probably fit into that sort of routine a little bit more. But then on the other hand, I am not one of those that sometimes crave human attention. I could go without it for weeks. I purely love being at home on my own.
No, if I was to do that for weeks, I would go nuts. I need some human interaction.
Yeah.
And I guess it's the type of communication too. Like, yes, text messaging and WhatsApp, you know, messaging is fine.
Yeah.
As transactional and purposeful.
Mm.
But I don't, for me, that does not fulfill me and my needs.
You need physical in front of your face.
I need a person. I need a
hug
human
buddy
face.
Or.
Yeah, yeah, I need like, and look, sometimes I don't want to talk. No, believe it or not, right? Jono just looked at me with this, what you talk about, Willis, kind of sort of. The kind of look, what do you mean? He's like,
if I had hair, it would have been a hair thing.
He's like going, what do you mean you don't want to talk? Look, sometimes.
You just want to hug or cuddle or just be in the room together.
I'm just tired and I don't want, I think I just want to make it about the other person.
Yeah.
As I know that people who know me probably go, yeah, right. But it's true. Let's talk more about that. So I know it's like, I'm just
You're giving me the finger again.
Yeah, just stop. But like, all right, everyone. And this is Living Life Single with Yania and Jono. Living Life Single with Yanni and Jono on Joy 94.9 with us.
Yanni and Jono.
Where being single means you are never by yourself.
Yes. Okay, that's what they used to call me, by the way. Ballet boy.
Why? How?
I used to do ballet, didn't I?
Okay, I did not know this.
Yeah.
You were... How old were you?
I know
you
it
stopped?
Looks. Now you can't imagine an elephant in a tutu.
Correct.
I know, right? Well, I don't know. I was in my 20s.
When you stopped?
When I started. Oh, yeah. And then into my late 20s. Yeah. And it was part of the musical theatre course. But anyhow.
We're talking about communicating.
We're talking about communicating. And this is what we're doing with you out there in the ether.
Yeah.
If you can feel my telekinesis,
mm-hmm.
my brainwaves, mm-hmm. I'm communicating with you now. And you know what I'm telling you to do? Is to go over to on all great platforms and give our past shows a listen. Give them a spin. Give them a download. Share them with your friends. Let them know what us single people are talking about. We're talking about absolutely everything, aren't we?
Everything to do with singledom.
Singledom.
And communicating today. And before we played a couple of songs, I was saying how sometimes I just want to listen, right?
Do you?
Yes. Yeah.
Because I was saying I don't mind having a few weeks, I could go away and live in a mountain for 3 weeks and just don't communicate. If I've got, you know, a good book I don't read, but you know what I mean? If I just had a bathtub and some salt.
So seriously, you really think you could, in your current working environment, current home environment, you could have no one reach out to you for what? A day, 2 days, what?
If none of my family reached out and stuff, but if I knew I was going away and I needed some time to to myself,
right. So
then that's okay.
That is specific time for you
correct.
To recharge and things like
yes.
that. Okay.
But if no fine. One reached out,
I'd
probably
think, but I mean on think, your day-to-day though.
Oh, God, then I'd be like, why don't you love me?
Yeah.
Like, does no one love me?
So we do need people to communicate with us. And I think what that looks like, and then what I was saying, that sometimes I just want someone to listen to because I am too exhausted to talk, believe it or not. You know, sometimes I'm very happy just to listen to someone and listen to them, their lives, their problems, whatever. And a text for me is not always enough.
No.
A physical kind of either, at least a phone call.
Yeah.
Like is good. But some days I'm like, I don't need that energy.
Yeah.
And it's a hard, I guess it's a very selfish thing. And what I mean by that is, like, some days I'm happy to listen to other people's problems and whinge and lives.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm happy to have a conversation with someone just about nothing.
And then sometimes you don't.
And then sometimes I just need to verbal diarrhea my life.
Wow.
And sometimes I don't want to do that. Because,
that's fine.
You know, and I think so as single people, we need friends or family members who are going to accommodate all of that for us.
Well, do you know what gets my goat? And I was telling you in the break and you said, well, let's talk about it.
Yes.
Mine is when I communicate and I think, do you know what? It's been a while. Like, I'll give that person a text or even a phone call and I'll leave a voice note or a voicemail. Just let them know I'm thinking about them. Why isn't anyone doing that to me? Like, why isn't going, yes. Do you know what? I haven't heard from John in so long. Let me give him a call. And I will test that sometimes. And I've done it with my best friend in the UK.
Yeah.
I left it like 4 or 5 months and we can pick up the phone after that long and be like, doesn't matter. But I just thought, do you know what? I wonder if he's going to get the message that, oh, John, I should probably reach out to John. And he did eventually. And I was like, well, it's only taking this long. And I did have things going on. You could quite see on my Facebook, my personal Facebook, that I'd had 2 major operations on my eye. Like, I wasn't in the right headspace to be ringing around people. And you know what? Nor should I. Someone should have communicated to me and reached out to me to love on me, to communicate on me, and to actually go, hey, Jono, just want to know, are you okay? Seeing you going through the wars a little bit. And not just be a fake friend.
Yeah, and I think you nailed it on the head, hit the nail on the head there. In other words, communicate with us when you see what's going on. And even if you don't see, just send messages to make us feel like we are heard and seen and that we matter as single people. Because sometimes it's tough.
It's all the time.
And we as humans, we need to know that, you know, people are there for, or like that someone is thinking about us.
Especially in this climate. I'm like, we were just going through some things off air, as they say in the business, you know, about what's going on in the world at the moment. Not necessarily political, but, you know, there's all these conspiracy theories and stories of why people are doing this and that. And actually, if you get in your head about it and you're on your own and you live alone and you don't see people and they're not communicating with you and they're not reaching out, you can actually drive you a bit stir crazy and you can actually get into your head and start believing some of these things you're on your own.
And look, we've always said it's up to us as individuals. It is up to us. But you know what? Sometimes you need a bit of a helping hand.
Yeah.
And that's where I guess those 3 things lie, you know, someone to hold us, to love on us, to communicate with us. Sometimes you just need someone else to make that little bit of an effort, someone else to pick up the phone, someone else to do that, because that is all about communication. Now, what they're communicating, I think it's very different if you are in a relationship as opposed to being single. But we still need that communicating. We still want to know that we are part of something. And I think that's where, when we were in COVID, we were probably communicating more, right? Again, not being in the office, because that's what people were expecting. It was okay to dial up people, to sort of Teams people randomly, see what they're doing. Now, for whatever reason, it's like,
Don't bother me.
We've become things have been very structured and
very siloed.
Also, the norm now is a text message. That is the norm.
Not even
for communication, as opposed to I'm going to call this someone. And look, some people prefer that, some people don't. But I think as single people, what we're asking for from our friends and chosen family and friends, is to find out how your single people want to be communicated with.
Yeah, and that is more than a text message.
For me,
maybe a
yes.
phone call,
for
maybe me, even a voice note.
Some people may like a text message and that's it. But you know what? I think we, to communicate with us.
I think that's the bare minimum.
Yeah, we want our friends and family to figure out the best way to do that, and then to say, okay, I'll give that a bit of a bell.
Yeah.
Let's chat a little bit more.
Let's just have a quick cup of tea.
Yeah, let's do it.
We're just going to put the kettle on. We'll be back in a moment. This is Living Life Single, where being single means
you are never by yourself.
Correct.
And get on the emails or the text messages. We haven't received anything today.
Get on it. Do it now.
We want to hear from you. What do you expect about people communicating with you when you're single? What is that? Let us know what it looks like for you, because it's different for everyone.
Communicate with us now.
Yeah, please do, because we're hungry for it.
We just need some communication. That's what we're talking about today. Do we need it? How do we like it?
Yes. And
some of us just like a little bit, some of us like a lot.
And what we've been generally talk about is people communicating with us to make sure that they are communicating with us and what that kind of looks like.
Mm.
You know, do we want people to tell their life story? Sometimes we do. Sometimes we want them just to be short, sharp, whatever.
Nice.
Now it's also the reverse of that, us communicating
with
other people. And we talked about having a hug buddy, right?
Yeah.
Getting someone where you can quickly just give someone, go there, have a hug, and it's fine.
And it's not what you think if you're just tuning in. It's literally just the hugging. Just
hug, the physicalness, holding
me. You can't be attracted to them.
To exactly.
Yeah.
And the same can be said for communication. I mentioned this briefly on another show probably last year, Jono, where we had one of our colleagues message through and they're saying they have what they call a dump and run. Now, it's...
Do you know what? I've had many of those.
I'm sure you have. And what it actually is, where you can call someone, do a quick debrief, just say, look, I don't need anything from you apart from you just to listen. I need to get this out of my system.
Okay.
And then hang up.
Oh.
So it can be like 30 seconds, 2 minutes. It's not a whole, I need your advice, listen to me, blah, blah. It's just, I need to get this out and go. So what you could do is get it maybe like 3 or 4 people on your dump and run list, set them up, and then figure out how that's going to work. So you could just text them beforehand and go, hey, I need you
to answer your phone in about 10 seconds.
Yep, dump and run, bang.
Yeah.
Do it, call them, and then go. So maybe from that side of things, from us as single people communicating with other people, what we need from them, we need sometimes a quick sort of chat and go. Sometimes we need people just to listen to us. We don't want advice. Sometimes we do want advice.
So it's like the 7-11 of communication.
Yeah,
you just need to grab and go.
So when it comes with us to be single, it's our responsibility to be clear about what we want for people. But also what I think we're asking is don't forget about us.
Oh.
You know, pick up the phone. Don't get...
I know.
You know, don't rely on us to do all the work.
Do you know...
And I know we have to, but, you know, sometimes we want people to think of us as single people. I feel you're in pain there, Jono.
No, it's, my left eye was just twitching at the same time. But I was thinking about this friend, and this friend always has been a fan of mine, came to my 40th birthday, a bit younger than I am, and he has a fiance. They're getting engaged, and they moved from Adelaide to Melbourne. And then, like, the last year or so, I haven't really heard from him in a bit longer. And I see that he's...
Did they have children?
No.
Okay.
They're in Melbourne and they think I'm a legend. They've known me since I was in Adelaide, which is over 10 years or whatever. And, you know, we used to catch up a lot. He's straight and his girlfriend, fiance now. And, you know, they've seen my stories on Instagram. They've seen my posts. They've not commented on anything. They've not even commented on any of the eye stuff and said, hey, John, like, I'm so sorry to, you know, maybe I'm expecting too much, but I thought friends might just communicate a little bit like that. So... I saw a story of his recently and I reached out to him and I said, hey, I haven't heard from him for ages. Like, how's everything going? It looks like you're doing really well. We should catch up soon. And he was like, oh, you know, yes, I love you. You know, and all that kind of bleh, you know that. And I thought, well, if you loved me, if you're saying you love someone, you know, even as a friend or someone that you admired heavily, why haven't you been reaching out? And it really irritated me.
Yeah, you know what? I think we have... accepted the word busy and we have accepted we've accepted that people have their own lives.
I don't accept that word.
But as a society I really, you know, I'm generally I'm generalizing, so it must be true. There's a lot of people out there who have just accepted that it's busy, we've got our own lives, and blah blah blah. But I don't think that is enough to maintain community, to maintain
connection.
Yeah. It's not enough. It's not enough for people just to accept that it's all just too hard. Everyone has a group of – most people have a group of people, whether it's their friends, their chosen family, whatever. But it's reliant on everyone within that to work on it. And when it's when it's when one person just picks up the slack, it's not enough. And I think we've just accepted, and it's too easy to go. We've grown apart. It's everyone's own life and all that kind of stuff. So maybe it is time to rethink about that communicating to connect and what that means in this world, because it's very different now that we've got all these forms of communication, but it doesn't mean that we are connected in the way that we want to
connected. We're not connected. We're actually more disconnected, I think, as a race.
Or maybe we're connected in a way of transactions.
It's very transactional.
Very transactional connections.
Even dating is transactional these days. Yes. And hookups and things like that. Do you know, you just said something about being busy.
Yeah.
When someone, I ask how someone is and they go, oh, I'm busy. I say to them, I've not asked that question.
My God, that's so true.
I actually have asked how you are. And they look at me and I'm like, because for me, when someone says, oh, I'm busy, really turns me off. I don't want to know who you are instantly. I'm really disengaged with you, because already you're quite defensive in that action and that response. It's when someone calls me mate also that I cannot stand, because that to me is just, my name is the same amount of letters as mate. It's four letters. You could say John or Jono, as the Australians like to add a letter. Yep. That's absolutely fine by me. But when people call me mate or they say I'm busy, to me, that is very disengaging. It is very disconnected and it is not communicating. There we go. I've said it.
Well,
had enough. We've had enough, but we want you to communicate with us.
Yeah. Oh, we've actually got a message.
Stop it.
I love it. Here we
go. Hang on. Drum roll.
Go. You do me to. All right. Okay, here we go. Hey, guys. I'd like to shout out to my bestie, Ashley. She's everything that you are describing for what you need for communication. Both of us are single. We both need it. Dom, the truck driver. Dom, we love you, Dom. Dom's our longtime listener.
I love Dom.
I've met Dom. Dom's great.
Dom, hi. And hi to Ashley as well.
Thank you, Dom. Thank you for that. Yes, fantastic. Jono, we are so out of time. But we have enough time for our favourite segment.
Yay. What's that?
Who knows?
I'm only joking. Okay, so at the end of every episode, we like to reflect on the week as singles and say something positive that's happened and something not so positive. Mm. I don't like the word N, negative, so not so positive. Mm. Are you going first?
Yeah, all right, yes.
Georgie, do you want me to?
No, I'll go.
Okay, go.
Something positive. I literally got up this morning and I did some weeding. Ooh. And why that was a positive is because I didn't have to think about doing something for someone else. It was what I wanted to do. I didn't have to whatever. I was just like, I'm going to get up and just do some of the weeding around the apartment.
Yeah.
And I did it and I felt so good for it. That's my de-stressor.
Oh,
that,
nice.
That kind of...
Just being out in the air, getting the weeds.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah.
And something not so positive.
There definitely is. I just can't think of something. So I've just had one of those weeks where you know, well, you know what? I think it was this week was a week where I was constantly just – my brain didn't shut down.
Yeah.
And I think the annoying part – look at you. The annoying part from that about being single is that, you know, there was no one there to sort of –
to release.
Go from that. So I think that was it this week.
The best thing that's happened to me this week was that I was able to go out last night, catch up with a work colleague and his partner, his fiance. We went to see Erica Jane, who's from the Housewives of Beverly Hills. We went to see her in South Melbourne, Chapel Street. And it was really cool. We got a meet and greet, got to meet her. Love. Check out my story. Something not so positive was that my bloody birthday card for my mom didn't get there on time. So, Mom, if you're listening, because she caught the end of the show last week, a very big happy birthday to my mother, Pauline Smallman, who lives in Australia. South Australia.
Hello, Pauline. Happy birthday. We love you.
The better Pauline. So sending love to you. So that wasn't, I was just not, I was, it disgruntled me this morning.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Before we do our sign-off, I really want to, we've got another text
message.
I'm going to read it out. It said, my communication with friends in inverted commas was always one-way street and now I don't bother. And that was from Grant. Oh, Grant.
Grant, well, we're here for you.
Exactly. So you can communicate with us
every week.
We hear your pain. We understand that. And that's, yeah, we're here for you and we're here for everyone who is single and has gone through something similar.
What is it?
Living life single, where being single means you are never by yourself. And we really have to go now.
Okay, right? Let's go.
Have a fantastic week, everyone.
See you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.